540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Morgan Geiser's lawyer is asking a judge to move her from the Waukesha County Jail back to a state mental health hospital. The attorney wants her returned to the Winnebago Mental Health Facility, where she previously spent more than 7 years before being released in September. Geiser has been in jail since she was brought back to Wisconsin after cutting off her ankle monitor, leaving a Madison group home and being found the next day at a truck stop in Illinois. In a letter to the judge, her lawyer argues she has no new criminal charges in Waukesha County and was already found not guilty in the Slender Man case because of mental illness. Because of that, the attorney says she belongs in treatment, not a jail. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes wants another shot at statewide office. He launched a run for Wisconsin governor this morning, linking his family's union ties to today's rising costs for working families. Barnes, who came close in a 2022 Senate race, enters a crowded field of nearly 20 candidates from both parties. The Milwaukee Department of Public Works is returning to work today following a suspension of duties. Garbage and recycling collection was suspended yesterday because of the weekend winter weather storm that brought several inches of snow to the region. Officials explained sanitation crews will work extended shifts through the week to catch up on the delayed collections. The department noted that people should leave out their bins on their designated day and leave it until the garbage is picked up. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. With huge new data centers planned in southeastern Wisconsin, Milwaukee County is throwing its support behind statewide rules to manage their impact. According to UrbanMilwaukee.com, a proposed data center accountability bill would force operators to release utility use, meet wage requirements, and follow environmental standards to get tax breaks. Environmental groups and some residents worry the projects could strain Lake Michigan and the power grid without the protections. A county committee has signed off on a supporting resolution, which now awaits a final vote from the full board. Milwaukee is shoveling out of its snowiest November in 50 years. Data from the National Weather Service shows Mitchell Airport recorded 8.7 inches of snow last month, the most it's seen since November of 1975. The airport recorded well below half that number last year and just over an inch in 2023. Most of the snow fell during the Thanksgiving weekend storm that just passed through. Greenfield police are gearing up to manage big crowds and traffic when Hugh Jackman comes to COPS today. Officers will control parking and traffic flow around the Layton Avenue location as fans line up for a free scoop. The first 500 people in line at 2:30 will be served by Hugh Jackman and director Craig Brewer. They're both involved in a Milwaukee-based movie. After slinging custard, Jackman and Brewer will head to the invite-only premiere screening of Song Sung Blue at the Oriental Theater in Milwaukee. That's a movie about a Milwaukee-based Neil Diamond tribute band. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Wizards stun the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks losing to the worst team in basketball last night, 129-126 in Washington. This despite the fact that Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. both played in the game, although Scoot, as they call him, had to exit with a back spasm after leading the team with 30 points.
Tying up on an offensive rebound, about 5 minutes left, and I tried to play through it a little bit, but then I tried again on an offensive rebound and just caught it.
Head coach Doc Rivers.
I didn't think we played right most of the night, personally. They had 18 more shots than us.
The Bucks have now lost 8 of their last 9. College hoops tonight, Marquette hosts Valparaiso. The Golden Eagles have lost 3 of their last 4. They're at 500 right now with 4 wins and 4 losses. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the first-place Chicago Bears on Sunday. The team confirming the defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt suffered a fractured ankle against Detroit, ending his season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west to southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow after midnight, our low 17. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow, less than an inch. Our high tomorrow, 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 16.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.